Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
A very good afternoon to you and a warm welcome. It is a brand new day. Happy Monday, pinch punch, for a start of a new week. Definitely not a new, well, I think it is still relatively a new month. We're still on the 7th of April. So we are, less than 10 days into the month. So to be fair, it's actually a new month. And starting it off this afternoon, I am not flying solo. It's going to be a packed show. As you know, Mondays are also Father's Matter days. But of late, we've taken a bit of a spin because we've had, some beautiful conversations or, informative conversations on mental health. So today is not any different on that. But differently this afternoon, I have a guest with me in studio, and I'm delighted. You know how I feel about women, and especially our mama. So this afternoon, I've got Pastor M.K. Machekane joining me, and she's from True Vine Tabernacle Church. So good afternoon, May, and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good afternoon, Luco. Good afternoon. You are welcome.
Oh, welcome. Thank you so much for coming through. And really, really looking forward to this conversation. But I think before we get to the conversation of why you're here, I believe that there is a word, placed for us today as Radio Pulpit in your heart.
Yes.
I think let's get right into it, Ma. In fact, before we get to that, I think, no. Let me be respectful here.
Yes.
I did say you're from True Vine,
yes,
right?
Yes.
I think as much as you are, like I said, Pastor Machekane, I think we'd love to know you much more intimately.
Yes. In my church also.
Exactly.
Thank you very much. Can I start with a prayer?
Yes.
God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, we acknowledge your presence. Please take me through with the angels in the name of Jesus. I'm anointing the message with the blood of Jesus. Thank you. Let me start by greetings to the Radio Pulpit team,
mm-hmm.
and to you, my dear Luco.
Thank you.
And greetings to our senior pastors, doctors and senior pastors, E and I, Siobi, and the audience at large. I am from True Vine Tabernacle Church, which is being situated in number 2 Tonk Meter Way, Cell Court, Springs, Kwatema.
Kwatema, East Rand.
Yes. And then my reason for being here is that we are hosting the conference, Easter Convention, that will be starting on the 13th,
mm-hmm.
13th of April. 9 a.m. to 11:30, on the 14th, 18:30 to 20 hours, on the 16th, 18:30 to 20 hours, on the 17th, 18:30 to 20 hours, on the 18th, 10 hours to 13:30, and then on the 19th, which will be Saturday, it will be commencing from 11 to 13 hours, and then it is ending on the 20th April from 10 o'clock to 13:30.
Okay.
And then we are having the theme.
Mm.
Yes.
What is the theme for this year?
The theme for the year, you like it.
Okay.
It says Christ the Redeemer and the Living Way.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Christ the Redeemer and the living word. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Wow. So what is it that the Lord has placed for it? Osbungle told me, you're going to share a bit of a message with us this afternoon.
Yes.
Yes. Let me give over to you, Mama, for that.
Okay. Thank you very much. Very, very much. I'm very much pleased to get this opportunity. And I would like to thank the Almighty and also my vision bearers for having given me this chance. The title of the topic is Redemption.
Mm.
As I said, the theme is Christ the Redeemer and the Living Word. Mm. I'm going to outline before this term redemption. What does it mean? Redemption is to buy something or pay off a debt to save a person from damnation. Don't forget that we are talking about Jesus. It's all about him. Yes. When Jesus was born into this world, it had become an utterly condemnable place. The beautiful practice that God had originally created in Eden was gone. And the world had become a global slave market. The world became a prison where Satan had filled the nature of man with violence and destruction. This Jesus was born a world of complete captivity. Through Adam's disobedience, this spiritual death has seized all mankind. The Greek word for slave market, for imprisonment, is agorizo. People did not have direction. People were just messed up. And then our slave owner tried to damage our self-image, kill our bodies with various kinds of sin, and destroy us emotionally. When he was finished using one form of bondage and death on us, he would place us back on the trading block to be auctioned off. And then here comes the good news. He came here to purchase us out of slavery, out of imprisonment. In Greek, we call it exagorizo. We were set free.
Amen.
Free indeed. If you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, exagorizo, Jesus came 2,000 years to purchase us out of slavery. God sent his son into the enemy slave market with one purpose in mind: to secure man's deliverance from Satan's slavery. Galatians 3:13 says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. And then we were saved. Only if you receive Christ as the Lord and Savior. I'm still on the explanation of a redeem. Paying the demanded price. He didn't do it freely. No. He paid the price. He ransomed us with his life.
Amen.
We've been brought. We've been bought with an expensive price that showed the love of God. Redemption can also mean to set a captive free by the payment of a ransom, a very high price to be paid in order for a buyer to secure the slave of his choice. And the auctioneer could demand an unreasonable high ransom if he greatly desired a certain place.
Amen.
By using this word, Paul reminded us that our freedom was not really free. On the contrary, it was really expensive. The price that Jesus paid was in fact the highest price that was ever paid for a slave in the history of mankind. And then still again, I continue on explaining redeem, restored to full status. Redemption can also mean that we have been restored back. Redemption means returned back by the payment of a ransom. So don't forget, Luco, that we have got the dignity of being people. And then if you are manipulated, if you don't have direction, your life will be reduced to that one of the loaf of bread. And then I am now going deeper into the word Christ the Redeemer. And then there are some of the things that he redeemed us with. Don't forget in Matthew 26:18-30, where he was with his disciples, he introduced the Holy Communion. And he said, "You will do this in remembrance of me, that I have redeemed you." When I'm not available, you must conduct the Holy Communion. We know that is the divine food. Yes. And it consists of the bread, and the bread which consists of the flesh of Jesus and the blood. And then in John, that is the Holy Communion. In John 6:27, Jesus answered them and said, "Most assuredly, I say to you, seek me, not because you saw the signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood." And then he said, "I am the bread which is from heaven."
Amen.
"Yes. Eat my flesh, you will never get hungry. Drink my blood, and you will never get thirsty." That is the power of redemption. And then in the Holy Communion, he redeemed us from curses to blessings. At TVTI, we conduct that on Sunday basis. He redeemed us from illnesses to healing. Isaiah 53:5, he redeemed us from darkness to light. He redeemed us from unforgiveness to reconciliation. He redeemed us from poverty to wealth, leading to inheritance. He redeemed us from death to life. Romans 8:11. It's so surprising to talk about the man like Jesus. And nowadays we have people who are having mental illnesses. I don't want to lie. Come to True Vine Tabernacle International. You will never experience that. He redeemed us from depression, oppression, worry, anxiety, stress, to fruitful life, overcoming life, overcoming challenges. You can see me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He redeemed us from suffering to freedom. John 8:32-36. If you know the word, you will be set free, and you will be free indeed, and you will be able to overcome the challenges that we are facing nowadays.
Amen.
And you will never fear.
Mm.
He redeemed us from so many things, from slavery. That is the power of redemption. We are no longer slaves. We are free. We can decide anything freely. We have the love of God, the unconditional love. We know how to forgive. We are really in Christ Jesus. We have the mind of Christ and the body of Christ.
Amen.
And then again, with the flesh, we are healed. I don't know, you saint, who is staying at home, experiencing all types of illnesses. There is Jesus who has redeemed us.
Amen.
If you are suffering from that, just know that you are sitting there with an illegal matter that is not being allowed by Jesus Christ. He has set us free. We must be free. We must live in the world that is free.
Amen.
Yes. Now I come. Please, if you don't have where you can find the word during the Easter, come to True Vine International. You will get the ordained pastors. We are more. There are 28 ordained pastors and prophets and teachers of the words and the evangelists.
Wow.
Your life will never be the same. I'm not exaggerating. I'm talking things from Christ's mouth. Galatians 2:20 says, "It is no longer me who is speaking. It is him who is doing this. I'm just a vessel sent by him." Christ the Redeemer, the Holy Spirit, in the books of John chapter 3, 14, 15, and 16, it speaks more of the Holy Spirit. John 16:7, he said, "It is better for me to leave this world, because if I cannot go, you will never receive the helper, the comforter." Are you taking the notes? The wonderful counselor, the mediator, the advocate, the strengthener, the comforter, the redeemer. Oh my God. And then he has redeemed us from being powerless to being powerful.
Amen.
Acts 1:8 is concerning the Holy Spirit. "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you." and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. When you are redeemed, you will no longer be fearful.
Mm.
Audience, fear not.
Mm.
Do not be fearful. Do not be intimidated by the things of this world.
Amen.
Jesus is there. He has redeemed us.
Mm.
He has paid the price. He has overcome the devil. You will be able to command. If you have received the Holy Spirit, you will be able to command all the powers of the kingdom of darkness,
mm.
the principalities of darkness, the rulers of the kingdom of darkness. They will be rooted out your way. Jeremiah 1:10 says they will be pulled out, destroyed, killed, and be consumed by the power of God, by the fire of God. They will fall under your feet, under Jesus' feet.
Mm.
Philippians 2:10, 11 says, every knee must bow. Every Amen. Tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus, I am talking of, is incomparable. He has gigantic power. He has authority. And he has given it to us. And you must reign wherever you are.
Mm.
When you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will be redeemed and be as bold as a lion. You will be able to command. I say every knee shall bow.
Mm.
Every tongue shall confess
Amen.
That Jesus is Lord. In Luke 10:19 it says, you have been redeemed to have power and authority to carry the mandate, which we find in Mark 16:15 and 18, freely give, freely receive.
Hmm.
As I am now, I am on the mission of the mandate. I'm saying, come to Jesus. Come to True Vine Tabernacle. It's not far. It is just nearby. It is just a phone call away. It is number 2 Tongue Meter Way, Selcourt Springs, Kwatema. And then the admin's numbers, we have got 2. Karabo Sibiya, 0837226796. Admin number 2, Una Matlangu, 0783789938. My dear brother, my dear sister, come and witness the power of redemption at this church. Christ the Redeemer and the Living Word. Mm. You can hear with your ears that I am word-centered. That's how they have taught us that we must be word-based. In fact, the word sum up the whole activity. In Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. When you are being challenged by the demons, you speak a word.
Mm.
Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. I am 100% sure that all the evil forces in here, they have bowed down because I am talking the word.
Mm.
I have been redeemed. Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will reject you from being priest for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children.
Mm.
Dear listeners, dear audience, I am telling you, if you can just put your feet at True Vine Tabernacle, your challenges will disappear.
Mm.
We are waiting for you. And I just want to tell you in a friendly way, all the departments are highly being attended to.
Mm.
Mentioning them, we have the men's department. If you are a man experiencing problems,
came to Truva and Tabernacle.
Amen.
We have the women's department. We have the couples department. We have the youth department, which is known as the harvest generation. We cater for all people. And then we have the children's church. Everything is being catered for. Immediately from the 13th, please just come there. You will find the very, very spiritual ushers who will usher you into the ministry. And then we are not just inviting you for free. There will be some provision. Our God at that place is fruitful and is abundant. And then lastly, I want to tell you that the seven words of Christ on the cross, as I see our theme says, Christ the Redeemer and the Living Word. On the cross, we are now on the cross. What happened on the cross? Six things that Jesus accomplished for us on the cross. You will find them in Psalm 103 and Isaiah 53:5. He took our pains. He bore our sufferings. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. He was punished for my peace. By his stripes, by his wounds, we are healed. As long as you are listening to this voice, I want to tell you that you are the right candidate whom God wants at Springs, at Kwatema. And then lastly, I am very much thankful because I was able to cover everything. Luko, you are very much hospitable. I would like to thank you very much. And I would like to close the presentation with the seven words of Christ on the cross. Dear saints, dear ordinance, if you want to get everything, all where there is no haste, come, I beg you. Jesus said these seven words on the cross. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. We find that in Luke 23:34. Assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Luke 23:43. Woman, this is the third word that he said, behold your son, behold your mother. John 19:26-27. Word number four, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabatani. That is my God, why have you forsaken me? Matthew 27:46. Mark 15:34. Word number five, I thirst. John 19:28-6. It is finished. All the illnesses are finished. All the challenges are finished. All the sufferings are finished. John 19:30. The last word, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Luke 23:46. That's our theme for the Easter convention. I'm telling you, traveling broadens one's mind. Don't miss, my dear audience, after listening to this. Thank you very much, Luke.
Oh, thank you so much, Mama. Thank you for coming through. We are invited. Just once again, if you can remind us where exactly it's going to be taking place, from which day to which day.
Okay. It's going to be taking place number 2 Tonk Meter Way, Cell Court in Springs, Kwatema.
Okay.
Yes.
And it starts on the 14th, I believe.
On the
13th of April.
Yes.
That's next week, Monday, actually.
Yes. Can I repeat?
Okay. Yes, Mama.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much for your patience. April the 13th, it's Sunday. It starts, the time is 9 a.m. to 11:30. The 14th on Monday, it starts at 6:30 to 8 o'clock. And then Wednesday, the 16th,
of April. It starts on 6:30 to 8:00. And then on Thursday, it starts at 6:30 to 8:00. On Friday, Good Friday, it's going to start at 10 to 1:30. On Saturday, the 19th, is the youth day. It's going to be from 11:00 to 1:00. And then on the 20th, it is going to start at 10:00 and then to 1:30. And then this is just an announcement. On the 27th, we will be having children's dedication. And then there is a lot of love and hospitality at our church.
Mm.
All this, especially on Good Friday and on Sunday, the meal will be served.
Come on.
Yes, and look who I also invite.
Mm.
You and your team. Thank you very much.
Swallowship will happen. Thank you so much, Mama. We really appreciate you coming
Amen.
Through. We are cordially invited.
Yes.
And indeed, it will be a great one. Thank you so much, Mama. Thanks to True Vine International
Amen.
For the invitation.
Okay.
God bless and have a great afternoon further, Mama.
Okay, thank you very much.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of life.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.